You're bringing the Chasing the Sun tour to Edmonton on February 27th. What can we expect from the show, and how does it feel to be back on the road after recovering?
Amazing. I mean, I got to wade back in a very easy way, and that we were on a cruise ship right before this tour started. We were down in Dominican Republic and St. Thomas doing like a boat with a bunch of bands. So I only had to play four shows in a week, and I got used to being on up on a stage for an hour and a half or 2 hours a night, and really great. You know, we're only three shows down right now on the tour, but obviously it feels great to be back out.
Your new album, Chasing the Sun, features like a lineup of incredible collaborators. What is it like working with other legendary artists?
Well, when it comes to Lucinda Williams, it's like, you know, working with one of the best songwriters, you know, the last 100 years. And I'm a big fan anyway, so working with Lucinda was the best. But on the record, we had the drummer from Bob Dylan's last band, Charlie Drayton, who plays with Keith Richards. And of course, we had Daryl Jones on bass from the Rolling Stones. So you couldn't ask for a much better rhythm section.
Well, and you're talking about these artists, you know, whose careers have spanned years, so has yours. And you've gone from blues to rock to swing. How do you keep evolving musically while staying true to your sound over that time?
You know, you just play what you hear. You know, you make records of the music you want to hear. And the same person who made records like when I was 21 or 24 isn't the same person now. You know, you have to keep challenging yourself as a writer and as a performer. And our shows, you know, we still play the older songs. We try to keep it varied and try to keep, you know, playing a fair amount of the new records. So I think we're doing like 9 songs off the new record.
You've been to Edmonton quite a few times. Is there a memory, a special memory about one of your shows in Edmonton that you have?
I mean, I opened up for the Rolling Stones twice.
That's kind of a big deal, right?
So that was kind of heavy. And that was with a little big band. So it's not exactly who I expected to be opening up for the Stones with. But that was very exciting. I played with Dr. John. I was his guitar player in 1984 at the Edmonton Folk Festival. But one of my favorite, actually, when I think back, one of my favorite was the Edmonton Folk Festival when I was in between John Hiatt and John Prine. And I liked it because the show went well. I was very nervous to be in the middle of two such amazing people. So, but we had a really good show. So I've had a lot of good times in Edmonton.
What still excites you about making music and performing live after all this time?
Well, it's different every night, you know. You can only plan for so much and then things just happen. You might switch a song or play a song with a bit different attitude night to night, and it changes the whole song. So it's just different. Every show is different.
You're coming here on the 27th. Hopefully our cold weather will be gone, because I have to tell you, it's nothing at all like sitting on a cruise ship in the tropics right now.
Well, it's not so great where I am right now either. So. I do live in Vancouver, which snow, we finally got snow last week too. So
yeah, and when it snows in Vancouver, it's like everything shuts down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're fine in the garage.